Insider Dave Spadaro along with ESPN's Sal Palantonio, and let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. Sal, the last time we spoke, Doug Peterson had just been named head coach. A lot has happened since then.
They have got their quarterback situation settled, and I think they're very happy with the combination of Sam Bradford and Chase Daniel. I happened to talk to Doug Peterson last night at the annual meeting party at the Beach Club, and he was really enthusiastic about minicamp coming up in April. Said that all the position coaches have reached out to the players, David, and they're going to get 100% participation. And I think he's infused the team with a sense of stability and enthusiasm about the 2016 season. And anytime you have a head coaching change, as you know, there's a sense of upheaval in your building. But I think in this particular one, because of the contrast between Chip Kelly and Doug Peterson, I think it's really important for Peterson to have calmed things down. And I think the whole team is responding to that.
How important will his message be, that initial message, that initial impression when he addresses the team?
I think it'll be vitally important, but I think players want to see action more than hear words, especially given what's gone on here the last 3 years. And I think that's really Doug Peterson's strength. He looks like a coach. He talks like a coach. He looks like a football guy. He talks like a football guy. And I think that's going to go a long way.
So, Sal, the Eagles' strategy was to lock up the core pieces of the roster and then go into free agency and be very decisive. They've done that. Your perspective on what they've done?
Well, two things stand out to me, David. One is they've bet big on Howie Roseman's judgment. They've laid out guaranteed salaries. Now, this is actual money they'll have to pay the players, over $180 million. That's a lot. The other is they wanted to bring back their core people, and they didn't want to go for the real big star name other than the guard from Houston, Brandon Brooks. So I think, you know, what they've tried to do is say, okay, we're going to invest big, but we're going to put the pieces together that we think will work without going for the big-name star. We'll see how it works.
All right, so let's talk about some of those pieces, particularly Chase Daniel, who comes in as a backup quarterback, but says he wants to compete. We don't know a whole lot about him. What's the word out there in league circles?
The word out there is that he's somewhat pedestrian, can get the job done when called upon. He's had opportunities, albeit not very many, to win a starting job at the NFL level because he's been behind some pretty good players, first-round picks. So I don't think he's competing for the starting job. This is Sam Bradford's team. I think it's going to be pretty clear. Peterson has made that case pretty convincingly to everybody, and I do believe it's going to be Bradford and Chase Daniel. I'm interested to see, you know, we haven't really talked about it, but, you know, it was obvious Roseman wanted to stabilize the team. Then he wanted to get the pieces for Peterson, and then he wanted to make Jim Schwartz happy.
Right.
And Jim Schwartz was made happy by bringing some former players in who know what he does defensively. And I think that's really important. But it's not a very complex scheme, as you know. So I think the key thing for them is to turn around the defense. If they get 50% better defensively, they'll win the division.
And I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I'm shocked. After last season, it's a nice thing to hear. The division's wide open in your eyes, don't you think?
I think the division's wide open. I mean, you have a change in head coaching job at the Giants. Quarterback situation's totally unsettled in Dallas. They just signed Alfred Morris to play running back, who was a cast-off from the Washington Redskins, primarily because he couldn't stay on the field. So the Cowboys are in upheaval. You don't know what their signature is defensively. The Redskins give the Eagles problems. And they've got to solve that problem. And the way to do that, in my mind, is to make the defense 50% better. What has Schwartz asked his defense to do? Go get the quarterback and the linebackers fill in the gaps left open by the defensive line and then play a lot of man-to-man behind that. And be sound, but don't overthink things. Go get the quarterback and go get the football.
So you've seen a lot of player movement over the years, trades made, deals done. I'd like to hear what you have to say about DeMarco Murray going to Tennessee, Kiko Alonso, Byron Maxwell going to Miami, and the Eagles receiving draft pick compensation. What kind of if maybe you call it a coup from Howie Roseman, what kind of a job did he do there?
Coup, salary dump, take your pick. I think you had to get rid of those players. You had to get rid of DeMarco Murray. He was an unhappy, overpaid player. Kiko Alonso wasn't productive. Byron Maxwell was a bad fit and overpaid. And for Roseman to clear out that salary cap money and that salary and make it available to other players, I think that wins friends. Forget about the fan base. What about your own locker room? Hey, they weren't earning their keep and they were overpaid, so now that money can come to me. I think that was a coup. I think you hit the nail right on the head. No question about it. We were just in the AFC coaches breakfast, David, and you heard Adam Gase try to do handstands, mental gymnastics, to explain how taking on Byron Maxwell and Kiko Alonso was a good idea. I didn't hear it in his voice, did you? I was hard-pressed to find a plausible explanation.
And the Eagles move up in the draft from 13 to 8. What kind of a difference is that in your mind?
I think it's a big difference. I totally agree with Howie Roseman. This is a 1 through 10 draft. And after that, it's a huge drop-off. Usually, most years, it's 1 through 15 or 1 to 16 or 18. You get to the middle teens, and then there's a drop-off. I think this is 1 through 10. I don't think there's a really great defensive player. There's no lights-out offensive player, no wide receiver or running back who's a real difference maker. There are a couple of good to solid offensive linemen. There's no Jonathan Ogden in this draft or Orlando Pace, guys who have recently gone to the Hall of Fame who were drafted very high in the first round as tackles. Those guys are not in this draft. But I think you needed to get into the top 10, and I think this team has got to pick the best player available, without a doubt. And to me, if you're going to invest in going up to 8 and you know down the road you're going to have to pay this guy, to me it's got to be a corner if that corner is available. And this team can't have enough corners for Jim Schwartz's defense.